Today there was a little drama in our ashram. A snake that is 1 meter and around 70 centimeters long, almost 2 meters, came into our garden to shed its skin. I still have it hanging from one of the Changpak trees. Later, we found out from our neighbors that this snake is known. It's known as the fat snake because it hunts rats and eats rats and therefore has a good bodily volume. Living next to a snake is not so nice. You always are afraid, will become agitated, because when Atul Krishna saw the snake, it raised its head. He said it was not a cobra though. Somehow we have not seen it again. It must have slipped away. What we have seen for a few hours is our projection of the snake. We were remembering, the snake, maybe it's here behind the bush. Maybe it is next to Tulsi. And in this way, we lived like so many times in our life, in fears that are produced only by our minds. Let us hear the medicine against fears in material life. Mukunda Mala Stotra by King Kula Shikhar says, sing the names of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna themselves glorify their names. There is a verse, it says, O Krishna, with your flute you sing the glories of Premamurti Radha, who is also Kartika Devi. Now Krishna sings with the flute, and O Radhe, your tongue always relishes rasagya, is the Sanskrit, the nectar of glorifying the name of Mukunda, who gives joy and delivers his devotees from this world. I especially liked this name of Radha, Premamurti. She is the condensed form of love, and Rasagya, she knows how to taste Krishna. Imagine you were to know how to taste the joy that is Krishna. You would be always full of ecstasy, like our neighbor who sings very loudly in his house. You would be very much aloof from the alluring temptation of material pleasures. There's a song by Chandidas about Radha when she first heard Krishna calling her name through his flute. She said, O Poonamasi, who's playing the flute? I hear the flute in the Jamuna. I hear it from the meadows from Goloka. I have become totally mad in agitation. And I offer my life to that flute player. When she said this, an unbroken streams of tears poured forth. And she said, this attraction to Krishna, no one can understand. It's like the blazing fire in the potter's stove. My heart, she says, is parched. What she says when she says her heart is parched is, I'm so happy. I feel my yearning for Krishna increasing. This is what Rasagya Radha, the one who knows how to taste Krishna, is teaching us through chanting or hearing about Krishna. Our taste for Krishna increases. Let us now sit down peacefully let our minds be withdrawn from the many, many things in this world and become mindful of Srimati Radharani.